The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Retailers have been calling on the government to take immediate action to combat crime that is threatening their businesses. So different shop owners from right across the country, they've launched this Stop Crime Against Retailers campaign. It was launched in Dublin this afternoon and our reporter Josh Crosby was there. He's been meeting some of those affected as well and he's with me now. So Josh, give us a sense of how bad this is.
Well, it is bad, Kieran, and we don't actually see it. Like, we might see the odd aggressive interaction, but it's the shop owners who are trawling over CCTV every evening who know that the true extent of this. So a survey carried out by Shelf Life has found that 100% of retailers who were asked have faced some form of crime in the last 12 months. Now, this could be anything from shoplifting, violent robbery, break-ins and extortion. And look, Kieran, we know shoplifting is nothing new, but what we're hearing from those working in the sector is that the aggression and the fearlessness coming from people doing this type of theft is something they've never seen before. Then there are issues with gangs coming in on their scooters, hoods up, making a mess of the place and downright just abusing staff. Now, I know a lot of this type of activity is often focused on Dublin, but at this event with the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, there were members speaking from all different parts of the country who have similar issues. But because we had the launch of the Dublin City Task Force, this report this week, we'll start in the capital. We'll hear now from two shop owners. First up is John Paul Lonergan, who runs a spar shop in Fairview. John Paul was telling me that he's had guns, knives and hammers pulled at him, but he's also ruptured his Achilles heel by chasing after a shoplifter.
I want to be looking after my local community and serving my local customers, and it's becoming more and more time spent, as you say, downloading CCTV, dealing with the guards, making sure the staff are safe and secure in the site.
And when it comes to aggressive shoplifting or robberies, have you experienced that yourself or your staff? Have they personally been?
Yeah, well, I won't frighten you too much, as they say, but in all the years I've had about 6 armed robberies over the years. I've had knife robberies and assaults. Now that's over a long period of time. Lately, has definitely increased from a shoplifting point of view and more of an aggressive point of view, especially around teenagers. They seem to be fearless of what might happen, as they say to them. There was an incident there about a week and a half ago in the store, 5 to 10 at night, 4 young fellas with their hoods run into the store to try and grab minerals and run out. Staff try and get them out of the store. They turn around, kick the staff and spit at the staff and then run out the door and run down the road, as they say, laughing.
And have you had to implement new measures now over the years you've been in business? Like, is it CCTV, or have you ever considered in-house security?
Yeah, well, as you say, we don't have in-house security, but we do, especially in the evening time, have an extra staff member on. I don't mind losing stock. I certainly don't want to lose a staff member. At the moment, I'm seriously worried that one of the staff could get seriously hurt one of these days.
Roland Frayne is my name. I own a central store on Westland Row in Dublin too. I've been there for the last 16 years. We have constant shoplifting. We have incidents every day, and they're the ones we know about. We probably don't know about 80%. It's probably the 80-20 rule. We probably discover 20% of them and don't know about 80% of them. But it's every day. It's
every day.
From all walks of life. They're not filling their bags with stuff or putting stuff in the pockets of their coats or shoving a full trolley out. It's just constant. It's petty, but it all adds up.
It all adds up. So you have to account this in your books at the end of the month, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You allow for it nearly in a way.
You do. It costs jobs. That's the fundamental. It costs jobs. It costs people pay rises. It costs salary. It costs perks for the staff. It has to be paid for. And it comes out straight out of my bottom line, you know. So it's a big problem. And it runs into tens of thousands of euro every year.
What about when it comes to aggression to staff or aggressive shoplifting? Is that something that's difficult to retain staff then as well, if they're having to put up with that?
Yes, it can be. It can be difficult to get staff in the first place for that reason and retain, but it is definitely on the rise. About 5 weeks ago, one of my staff members had a skull fractured in the store while tackling a shoplifter over a couple of bottles of beer. He shouldn't have to be taken away in an ambulance with a fractured skull from my store for going to work.
Okay, that was Ronan Frayne. And before Ronan, we heard from John Paul Lonergan. You mentioned the task force report, which we've been talking about as well, additional Gardaí on the street. I presume it's the likes of these measures, more kind of boots on the ground, as it were, that retailers are calling for?
Yes, Kieran. So I don't think we'll meet many business owners who don't want to see a greater Garda presence on the streets, no matter what part of the country they're based in. But something that came up here quite a bit today is the way in which crimes are reported. So the retailers, they don't want to be ringing the central number of 999 to report a small theft. They would much prefer to be able to deal with their local Garda station. One man told me he doesn't even bother reporting shoplifting anymore. He believes there's absolutely zero point due to the small price tag on the individual item that's stolen. In the survey that was released today, it actually shows that 88% reported no visible Garda presence in their area. And this all feeds in, I suppose, what we're hearing, that feeling of vulnerability. Now, we'll hear from a member of the force in a minute, but another finding from this survey that struck me was something, a term, internal shoplifting. So staff members swiping a few bits for themselves. In fact, more than half of the stores asked have experienced this. So I met with the vice president of the CSNA, Sarah Orme, who also runs a petrol station and convenience store in Westmeath. Sarah was able to give me a different perspective on the theft service stations are experiencing. And I also asked her about internal shoplifting.
All petrol retailers have encountered drive-offs in the last year, so 100% of the forecourt surveyed have had theft of fuel that hasn't been paid for.
And is there no fear there with the car registration being caught on CCTV?
No, so obviously we all have good CCTV systems and we pass it on to the Garda station and it's up to then the Gardaí, but what we are noticing is that the follow-up from the Gardaí just in areas of the country isn't quick enough and it's maybe put on the long finger and it's not dealt with.
Something that's been brought up here today is internal shoplifting. How much of an issue is this and is it a certain type of shop that might experience this more so than others? Or
we have had this factualised by the survey today, that 50% of all retailers had encountered internal crime or theft in their own shop. It can be as prolific as taking, you know, a small item like a cigarette up to people taking €1,000, €2,000 over the course of a month.
Because they have greater access to the till.
They have greater access to high value items, be it cash, cigarettes, vapes, gift vouchers.
What's the call to the Gardaí, to the powers that be? What do you need to see happen on the ground?
So I suppose the main call out there to the Gardaí is that first of all, the transition that we all have to ring 999, that needs to be removed and reversed so that we can deal with our local Garda stations who probably know us a little bit more personally.
What are you hearing from your members in terms of succession or the future, the longevity of keeping the doors open when they're having to deal with such issues?
You know, the long term is, will we have small convenience stores in existence in a few years if we allow the growth of crime and theft in the stores?
All right, that's what Sarah Orme had to say. What about the Gardaí? What are they saying?
Well, last December, the Gardaí launched Operation Tarraga with the aim of reducing organised retail crime. Figures from last month show they've met with 86 retailers and accommodation providers about crime prevention, and they've made a number of arrests in connection to this type of crime. But 67% of those asked in this shelf life survey expressed dissatisfaction with Garda response times. Now look, the guards themselves will admit that they would want to be able to react faster, but it's just not always possible for whatever reason, and we know one of those main reasons is certainly numbers available on the ground. But I met with the Chief Superintendent of the Garda National Community Engagement Bureau, Pádraig Jones, who was able to give me an insight into the type of prevention measures they're working on.
Most disturbingly then, what has emerged, certainly in the last 2 to 3 years post-COVID, is the level of aggression that retailers face and their staff face. I suppose important to say as well, you know, this is reflected not just in Ireland, but across Europe, the UK and even Australia, New Zealand as a very much emerging crime type.
How difficult is it to police this type of criminal activity? Like, are you relying a lot on CCTV?
Yeah, well, there's various investigative mechanisms we'd use. Obviously, CCTV is one of the strongest ones because it can put a person at the scene of a crime and perhaps even committing the crime.
But just because it can be so opportunistic.
Absolutely.
So someone just walk in and in a minute or two, it's over.
And I think that's what retail crime is. You've really hit the nail on the head there, you know, in terms of that opportunism. And that's why we work with retailers where possible to try and, what we say, target harden. So harden the targets in the shops that criminals can come in and take quite easily. So whether that's putting certain items behind a shelf or behind the counter or other methods and means that we can use to prevent that easy theft of product from their stores. It's, you know, prevention is better than cure, and that's the first form of defence.
So what reassurance can you give retailers listening today?
Firstly, there was a concern, I think, expressed that they shouldn't or perhaps will not report matters to the guards because they don't feel it's necessary or they don't feel it's reached a particular financial threshold. I'd like to debunk that if I could and say if there's a theft in your shop, report reported to the guards. That's how we'll understand what's going on.
No matter how small, because some might say, look, they feel that if they're reporting something, it's only a couple of euro, that the Gardaí are busy enough and it's difficult to get to see action.
Yeah, it might start at something that's small, but that then emboldens the criminals, so they feel that, right, if I get away once, I can try that again. And then the thefts increase in value and in volume, and then we find ourselves with a problem that has outgrown us, where we could maybe have had the opportunity to nip that in the bud quite early.
So that's the Chief Superintendent, Pádraic Jones. Did you get a sense, Josh, from the retailers whether they've got, you know, faith in some of the measures he's talking about there, or are they pessimistic about the future?
Yes and no, Kieran. There was one man who's the third generation of his family's business, and he won't be passing it on because he feels it's not safe to do so. Then there are others who feel they have to protect themselves by hiring in security. But I do think there's strength in numbers, Kieran, and when they came together today with findings that show that every single person asked has experienced some form of crime, it can give, I suppose, I don't know, it's strange to say, but a confidence that they're not in this alone. But when a survey is pile like this and the event brings politicians and Gardaí together along with the retailers, it definitely lets their concerns be highlighted. And look, not a bad time either ahead of an election, I suppose. But I mentioned that the retailers want to return to ringing the local Garda station. They also want stronger legal protections, including defamation law amendments, the introduction of ASBOs and night courts, enforced standards for Garda response times, and a streamlined process for the quick return of stolen goods to look help their businesses recover their losses. Now, to stay outside of Dublin, we heard from Sarah, who's based in Westmeath, but I also met with Willie O'Brien, who has a spar shop on McCurtain Street in Cork. Willie says the level of crime was impacting every aspect of his life.
There's absolutely no reason for it. We're not living in famine times. We're living in 21st century Ireland, and this behaviour is totally unacceptable.
When you say aggression, like what would your staff members be up against?
Well, I'll tell you one example of it is that in my own situation in City Centre, during COVID we had screens up to protect people from transmitting breath and that kind of stuff. However, now we've left the screens in place so as to protect the staff from people lashing out. In fact, our screens actually have been brought off the ceiling on two occasions.
Just the screen is one type of barrier, mm-hmm. but what other types of measures have you had to...
Another measure we've had to implement as well is that now we employ my own security. So in order to run a business, to be a legitimate contributing citizen of the state, I now employ my own security so as to protect my staff and the shop itself.
What was the final decision that made you said, look, I need to get security in the shop?
It was that, or I ended up in a home. Have a breakdown or something like that, because you know every time there was an incident taking place, I was getting phone calls no matter where I go, be it at any hour of the day or night. I was continually getting called. I happened to live on the premises as well, so therefore my doorbell was ringing, and I actually found myself, I was beginning to get very, very restless, very agitated and restless, and if I didn't do something, it was either I was going to have a breakdown or I'd do something about it. So I chose to do something about it.
Difficult to relax and sleep, knowing
you'd either relax or sleep, or continually on edge. Every time you hear the phone going, you're wondering what is it. Therefore I found I was living life on the edge, and there was no way to live. My own quality of life was completely out the window.
And I've spoken to retailers in the past, and when the question arises about hiring security, they say, look, it just the budget's too tight as it is, and it can eat into the profit margins just too much. But you think it's been a wise call?
Yes, most definitely a wise call. And unfortunately, yes, prices have had to increase in line. You know, someone has to pay for it. So unfortunately, regrettably, for my customer's sake, for my own sake, yes, an extra few cents has had to go on here and there to cover the cost of it. If I were to say one thing, we need a massive legislative change. Civil law in this country has advanced exponentially, however criminal law has not. I hope that we're not going to go on that road again where a retailer or their staff have to be murdered doing their job in the light of day for this country to get off its blooming rear end and use initiative and do something to inhibit the situation continuing.
That is Willie O'Brien from the Spar Shop on McCurtain Street in Cork City. Josh Crosby, thank you very, very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.